Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? On another glorious day in the big city, your Astros have taken three straight from the Rangers. Your Rockets have taken one in the shorts. And we have taken one for the team. We are covering both cities in the Western Conference semifinals because Nick and I are here in studio. And because he got the short straw, Barry Laminack is on the Riverwalk at Dick's, ready to join us as The Usual Suspects cover the globe, span the state, and make sure you are covered with everything you need to know that's great about your Rockets and the Spurs. Barry Laminack from San Antonio, Texas, ladies and gentlemen.
If you had 10 seconds for a penis reference by Joel, you please step to the window and cash your ticket.
Hey, Nick, can we pull the plug on that?
Yeah, I mean... Like studio's right been away. Way quieter with Barry not here.
No doubt, right? Because there's not a lot of hate and grumpiness and
hate.
Oh,
hate. What?
I might enjoy this show. Guys. You being in San Antonio, me and Joel here in Houston.
You have total control over Barry that you can pot him down.
Apparently,
or
he's got control over his own mic. That's what he said before
the
show.
Yeah, I can. I am staring at a carpeted wall, and my view during a radio show has never been so beautiful. I'll tell you that right now.
That's how studios are, man, in radio. Really overrated.
Yeah. You're not grasping what he's throwing at you, are you? He doesn't have to look at us.
I feel like what's about to happen is I feel like I'm in a Saw movie because I'm in a box, and I feel like all of a sudden there's just going to be some noxious gas that comes in to kill me, or like I have to figure out a way to get out of here before I die.
No, you know what's going to happen? The interns from the station there are going to start rolling in on commercial breaks.
If they do, it's going to be tight because there's not much room in here. I am literally, I feel like I'm in a cell right now. Like I'm in radio jail. That's what I'm in right now.
So you're where you belong, but do you feel like nice. That they just kind of, that they gave you the short end of the stick by doing us a favor?
No. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the equipment in here is 1,000 times better than our raggedy ass equipment. Like it's
wow.
Like it's nice.
Dang.
Hey, let's be real. Have you guys seen the headphones we get on remotes? Tell me I'm lying.
You're lying. David Gao is a great owner. You're
such a suck ass, Joel.
Everything.
You suck ass. He doesn't want to hear that. He wants the truth. He wants the truth. Okay. And I'll give it to him.
Yes, you will. Why don't you tell us the truth about I-10?
Oh, my goodness. Already? All right. I'll do it. I'll rant right now.
Please.
Let me tell you what. I-10 is the dumbest. I-10 can go to hell. Specifically, though, the Katy Tollway can go to hell. That is the worst. Whoever designed that, whoever thought of it, hates Houston drivers. There's no doubt in my mind. Because on my way, after I left the station... I headed straight to San Antonio, and I-10 was a nightmare to begin with. I'm so glad I live in the Woodlands, Spring area, and I don't have to go to Katy with all the soccer moms and I guess the rest of the city's idiots that live out there. Because, first of all, no one can drive on I-10. Not a single person understands the concept of merging and blinkers. And then I'm like, it says it's like $5 to go a mile on the Katy Tollway. And I was like, no, you know what? I'm not going to pay the $5 to get to Barker Cypress. I'll wait. Well, then I wait, and like 30 minutes later, I've gone about an exit and a half, and I was like, all right, it's down to $3 to get to Barker Cypress, so I'll hop on now. And I hop on, and I'm fully prepared to pay the $3 to go about 2 miles. And as soon as I get on, it stops. And there's no wreck. There's no, it's just standstill. I got passed by a guy on a scooter. A guy on a scooter in the main lane free traffic. A guy, a hipster on a Vespa paying $0 passed me and my $3.10 sitting in traffic. I was so mad.
How do you know, by the way, when what the fee is based on where you're at? Because I've gotten on all the toll roads here, and especially coming in from Sugar Land, Nick. The one that I can't stand is, because you don't know, like, do you have to hit a certain amount of the tolls or whatever. They just tell you, there's one reader board right between University and downtown that says, when you get on, it's either 450, 350, 250, and all based on times of the day, and then that's it.
I never know how much I'm paying.
So, Barry,
until
how
I
did you know that based on where you got on, how much it would be?
There's a sign. There's a big sign that says HOV 2+, and then it says Katy Tollway. It'll say like Highway 6, $2, Barker Cypress, $3, or whatever.
We don't get that much information from Sugarland.
Well, you're obviously not paying attention.
Oh, no, Nick will verify for me. We both pay attention, and we only have one sign, and it doesn't matter where you get on, it's the same price.
I tend to never know what I'm paying when I'm anywhere, honestly, not just in Sugarland.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
But I tell you what, you want an angry Nick behind the wheel? Have me pay for the toll and then be stuck, or have me pay for HOV and have me stuck in traffic while the people that haven't paid for HOV.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'd be so angry. So angry.
And then the other thing that pisses me off, and I don't understand this about Houston in general, but the other thing that just infuriates me about our city is you get on a tollway, whether it's Katy or the Hardy or the Grand, whatever, not the Grand Parkway necessarily, but all of these tolls that are, you know, to get you from like 610 to whatever suburb you live in, and it's crawling with constables.
Oh, yeah.
Every exit has a constable waiting to give a ticket to the people that are paying the tolls. You get on 45, for example, there is not a police officer between Galveston and Huntsville on 45. But on the 20-mile stretch of the tollway, there's 17 constables. I don't understand. Like, why are you pulling over the people that are paying for the tollway? I don't understand that.
Remember when I said that about Super Bowl too? Why are Houston police officers suddenly dinging people on the HOV lane when it's actually residents of Houston trying to get the hell out of the way of all the overpopulation in town for a week?
Yeah, that's a great. Yeah, I don't know, but it dawned on me one day as I passed the toll booth, and you see like 19 constable cars there. I'm like, they literally have a police station on the tollway. That doesn't seem right to me. Like, I just want to get home. I don't know. And here comes, I'm sure, I'm not even looking at the text line today, I'll be honest with you. Because I'm using their computer.
So yeah, how was it being in the Alamo? Did you have to do your show last night?
I did. We had 9 people show up. Because, you know.
So the usual
crowd. I'm a big time draw.
Yeah. Did you have a TV on so at least between jokes you could watch the game?
Oh, it was the worst. Actually, I said 9 people. We had 8.5 people. I'll let you figure out why. I don't think I'm allowed to say it. I'll get a letter, a sternly worded letter from a certain
group of people.
Yeah.
So you're going to upset somebody is what you're saying?
That sent AJ a letter.
Well, you already upset the engineer, by the way.
What engineer?
Because you called the remote microphone's crappy and our studio crappy. So AD came in walking in. He's like, he has some words for you when you get back. So your ass is grass.
There's a dude you don't want against you.
Never piss off the IT guy. You should know this, Barry.
AD, I'm very sorry that the truth hurts, and I don't blame you. I blame David Gow for not giving you the money.
Oh, my God. He's not even going to be on the show tomorrow.
Dude, you are digging the hole deeper. It's going to be the Grand Canyon by the time you come back.
Bye, Felicia.
Guys, I'm not scared.
It was nice
knowing
you.
I'm not scared.
Nick will be playing Celebration with fireworks in the background.
I'm balling on all this comedy money. These hundreds of dollars a year I'm making, mm-hmm. I'm balling. Hey, Nick, I've got you a list coming. Don't you worry, buddy.
Yeah, me too. Welcome to Throwback Thursday, where no one spent the time to throw anything.
Oh, yeah, I've got one song left. That's it. I'm done.
I'm almost done. Yep, I'm almost
well,
done.
Well, I bet you we've duplicated it. So.
Well, today duplicates are allowed.
No, you can't. You got to pick your own. Yeah, you got to pick your own, Joel. I'm going first here.
Oh, really?
I'm so far. Oh, yeah, because really? I'm so far away. I'm in a foreign land right now.
He goes from AD to PD. Now he's suddenly the program director. All right, if you want to reach Barry in San Antonio, we'll give you his cell phone at the break. Otherwise, 713-780-ESPN, where you can text Barry all day long because he's not checking them. You can call us, where Nick and I are in the studio. Or that's on the HR&P listener line. Or you can reach us via Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects, and we are statewide right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Get around it. You can't get under it. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So this is Barry's list?
Yeah, I think this is the first song. It is One Nation Under a Groove.
Spoken like a true...
You can tell, I have no idea.
Non-functified, yeah. Non-70s person, by the yeah. way.
Hey guys, this is One Nation Under a Groove.
That was the widest thing you've ever done.
Except
right
for
there.
You actually functified groove more than... This is... Nick would have been... Yeah. This is One Nation Under a Groove. And at least he's not high today. Sad. Although, Barry, if you were here today and you saw Nick come around the corner into the bullpen, you'd have thought he might still be floating. But he's definitely
Is he wearing,
ground-
like, does he have on, like, a hemp belt and stuff? He's like, hey, what's up, fellas? Like, he's a full-on hippie now?
No, but he had that kind of, he chuckled with, like, a big gust of, like, breath coming out of his nose when he came around the corner.
The exact same way. Don't know what he's talking about.
It's like he had just taken a big hit, and he just came around the corner. He's like, what's up, guys? I was like, oh, no, Nick, another day of it.
I bet if you took a poll, Nick, you sound way more enthusiastic today than you did yesterday. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because you're not high today.
We're not going to take that poll.
You were high.
Because you don't want to be called salty.
No, because people are probably not going to be honest when they submit
their votes. Sassy, salty. What was the other one they called you didn't like?
No, Barry is the salty one. I'm the sassy.
Dumb.
Sassy and what else? There was another one the other day.
I don't know. I'm not listing those names.
I'm pretty sure it was dumb.
I don't think dumb was on that list.
I'm pretty sure.
Dumb was not on that list.
I think it was.
All right, so we got a throwback Thursday. Barry's going first. We got that out of the way. Barry, being in the Alamo City, even though you had a show, could you sense the vibe of Spurs fans? Could you get a feeling?
Spurs jerseys everywhere. Everywhere. I went to one of the missions. The priests were wearing Spurs jerseys. They're just like, I'm like, wow. I thought Houston loved jerseys. I guess when you have nothing else in your sports life besides this team, you wear a Spurs jersey. Yeah, it's pretty crazy right now.
Someone sent me the picture of you wearing one, and then I did forward that along to both the president of the Rockets and to David Gao, but it seemed to get no reaction at all.
Very good. Yeah, yes. Well, you know, that happens. So there, you're going to have to come up with a better way to get rid of me, Joel.
Yeah. And then word comes out, I would think that the emotions of joy and euphoria were tempered by the fact that word has now come out, Tony Parker done for the year, ruptured a tendon above in his knee, I believe, above his knee. Not good news, but as our competing stations have billed it as great news for the Rockets, I won't go that far because I never wish harm on anybody, but it definitely changes the complexion of this series a little bit.
Who said great news?
Same guy that's ratting out guys about jerseys.
Are you kidding me?
No. It's just
like
sick.
I wrote about this. I wrote about it. I mean, I had my article due for HoustonSportsAndStuff.com, and I as big of a Rockets fan as I am, it was heartbreaking to see that dude carried off the court by his teammates.
No doubt.
I wouldn't wish that, especially since, I mean, look, if it was Draymond Green, I wouldn't be brokenhearted, but I would still feel bad for the dude. But Tony Parker, there's nothing wrong with Tony Parker. There's no reason to hate on that dude. I don't want to see him injured. That's just...
Exactly. I mean, you don't bill it as good news for Rockets fans. It's not good news for anybody. It's not good news for basketball. And if you're a true Rockets fan, you want to go full strength, mano a mano, not Manu, by the way, against the Spurs, and you want to say at the end of the day, if I win, if we prevail, it's because we were the better team.
Yeah, and if you want to say anything, say it's bad news for the Spurs, not good news for the Rockets. That just sounds...
Yeah, I mean, it might be splitting hairs.
Yeah, it might be splitting hairs, but that's bad.
I agree with you. But it definitely changes the complexion of the series. You and I were touching on this yesterday before we knew before we found out that any of this had happened. That he's arguably the second leading scorer for the Spurs. He's been their second best player in the playoffs. Game 6 in the deciding game against Memphis, 27 points. Was huge last night for most of the game until he gets hurt. And it's just a shame because of the fact that it was a non-contact injury, and you could tell on liftoff when he was pushing off to go up in the air that's when whatever happened. And by the time he hit the ground and the way he looked at it, you knew right away that was not good and it was not going to be a quick fix.
Yeah, and he stayed down and, it just sucked. Like, I'm with you on the whole, if the Rockets beat the Spurs, I want it to be full strength. Because then, if you don't, not only is it just bad, but then you got to deal with San Antonio fans, if we wouldn't have lost Tony Parker, we would have beat you guys.
You heard from El Jefe today? I thought that was something he tweeted you early in the morning.
No, he's probably queued it up like in his buffer account, and then it'll come out later and then at the end of the week or something. So yeah.
So the official word is a ruptured, this just doesn't even sound good, left quadricep tendon. He will miss the remainder of the playoffs. The team will say he's sidelined and his return would be determined at a later date, but after MRIs and extensive examination, the end result was exactly what I think you and I both felt when watching it live. You just saw him hit the ground, and it was like I said to the guys in the bullpen today, it was like D'Amico Ryans when he came back to NRG and he tore his Achilles, and you could see it almost rolling up the back of his leg. That when something like that happens, you just know. And he had that look on his face like he just knew. And then when both guys had to carry him off the floor, you're just like, man, oh man, you just don't wish it upon anybody.
Nope.
Never. But overall, I mean, look, this is exactly what you and I set up as well. Rockets fans should enjoy the day after game one, but it was just one game. And if you are the team that the Spurs have always lived up to expectations to be, they were not going to lay down and die and have this be a short series, and they were going to come out fighting. I thought that the biggest key to the series, or to the game, and evening the series, was taking out David Lee and putting in Pau Gasol, because I don't care what he did for you offensively, and he did some things, but his rim protection and his ability to block and challenge shots made a huge difference for their team defensively.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, what, he had 4 blocks, but they were early on. He got 3 of those.
And 13 boards.
Yeah, and it kind of sent that message, like you said, that if you're coming in the paint, it's going to be a little more difficult today. For as bad as that fourth quarter was, the Rockets held their own for 3 quarters with James Harden not being able to. I think he went 8 in a row without making a shot. Mm-hmm. LaMarcus Aldridge played like garbage too, and thank God for Ryan Anderson, or the Rockets would have been blown off the court pretty early on. But it was kind of an ugly game, a back and forth, and no one really, even though the Spurs would get up by 10, it never felt like that was a comfortable lead for them.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Pau Gasol made a big difference down low with the penetration versus what the Rockets were getting in that first game.
Yeah, no question about it. And look, Reggie Miller, for all he is Clyde Drexler National 2.0, the one thing that he kept saying that was pretty dead on was the fact that there was just no lift in Aldridge's leg. Shots that he was making when he was a member of the Blazers a couple years ago against the Rockets all were coming up short. Everything on the front of the rim looked like it was because he had no lift. And I've said all along, it's a huge factor in who wins this series. He could have been the X factor. He still doesn't look great, but you factor him not looking great with Parker now being out. This is just a huge open door for the Rockets to walk right through, but they got to take advantage because now the pressure's on them. You know, they did what they had to do, and they got a split in the first 2 games in San Antonio. Now they got to hold serve on their court, and you got to believe They're going to come out like a wounded dog on Friday night, and the Rockets are going to have to be ready for that.
Indeed, and you're going to need to get a better game out of Trevor Ariza and Lou Williams. Lou Williams went 2-for-7 from the field. Ariza had 2 points. You're not beating the Spurs if that happens.
Yeah, no question about it. So we'll break down that series a little bit more. We've got plenty more to talk about, a full menu of items to get to. If you want to join the show, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter. We are here till 4. We are the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Right about now, Barry's got a fake afro and glittery glasses along with 8-inch wedges on. Jamming out in the 70s tunes. Throwback Thursday because we way backed our Wednesday.
Screwed up Wednesday so bad.
So instead, we're making up for it as best we can today for you. This is Barry in hour number one. I guess, Nick, I'll take hour number two so that you can try and do research and history lessons on the 70s.
It's going to take him. Yeah, he might need till next Thursday.
Yeah, without question. So we were getting into the Spurs-Rockets series a little bit deeper. Obviously, the news coming out now, Parker out for the rest of the series. Aldridge still looks like a shell of himself. Gasol helped them greatly. But I think, Barry, for as good as the Rockets were in Game 1, they were equally as bad in Game 2. And I don't know about you, but the one thing that came to my mind in the fourth quarter was, this is the Thunder of a series ago. The 9-0-10-0 run that the Rockets gave up to start the fourth quarter was all with Harden on the bench. And I was just thinking to myself, just like Oklahoma City kept getting pressure from the media and everybody else saying Billy Donovan just can't sit Westbrook to start the fourth quarter like he normally does, because otherwise by the time he gets back in, they might be out of it. I just kept thinking about that last night. As good as their fourth quarters have been, this one was the first time that I said, you might have to change your philosophy. And especially if it's a tight game against this team, you might have to keep James on the court and try and find other opportunities to rest him, because, boy, they look bad without him to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's his normal rotation. What worried me more was when you looked up with about 5 minutes left and the starters, for the most part, were still in, Harden was not. So when he did come back in, he didn't stay long. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it was just because he looked a little banged up in the first half.
Yep.
He looked like he had tweaked something. I'm not sure what. I was kind of surprised that you saw Bev out there and the rest of the starters, but no Harden with 5 minutes left and them still trying to climb back in. And now, you know, another minute goes by, another break or two, and then all of a sudden, it's over and D'Antoni puts the bench in. But I found that more odd that he wasn't in there to try to get that, get some of that lead knocked off.
Well, and I thought of you because of the fact that I saw on several occasions the reverting back to the old James Harden of the officials obviously called a different type game. And when he didn't get the call, he didn't make a whole lot of effort to get back on defense. And that allowed the Spurs to get some pretty cheap baskets, pretty easy looks, because of the fact that he was either complaining or just basically so frustrated he didn't get a call that he didn't feel like he had to get back on defense.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever going to fix that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say this, though. I saw Isaiah Thomas do it a couple times, too. So maybe it's just the superstar thing getting flabbergasted that they're not getting calls. But, yeah, I mean, he was guilty of it, too, a couple of times in that game. So
two wrongs don't make a right, Barry.
Yeah, what's that?
Two wrongs don't make a right, Barry. Just because Isaiah Thomas does it doesn't mean James can do it, too.
This is a good point. Okay. This is a good point.
All right, so game three, back here. What do they have to do differently? I mean, you mentioned one thing. Here's the one thing that I was concerned about, and I don't think enough people paid enough attention to, is when Anderson went down late and hurt his – it looked like he had that wrist already taped up, and all of a sudden it looks like, he lands on it funny, and he's holding it. Even when he came back in the game, they were mentioning he was holding it. Look, I know he's not James Harden, but he was your leading scorer last night. And right off the bat, when he was making threes, it, as you mentioned, it really helped keep them in the game. As much as, to your point, we need Trevor Ariza to be Trevor Ariza, an even bigger issue might be is if Ryan Anderson is not 100% with that wrist because it was his shooting wrist.
Yeah, and as well as he played last night, if he continues that, or you know, if you would have got that out of him, that's a big difference. I mean, he led the Rockets in scoring. The big difference to me, outside of what Ryan Anderson was doing, he shot 80% from beyond the 3-point line, mm-hmm. 4 of 5, and 77% from the field total. It was nuts. He did all that. He was still minus 26 on the floor. That's how bad it got. But to me, the big difference in this was the fact that Lou Williams just didn't even show up. I mean, at least Gordon had 15, and they got 10 off the bench. Lou Williams was struggled. And you see what a difference that makes in this team so far in these playoffs.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, this is where the Rockets, their fans, I don't give if you do dollar beers, nachos, and hot dogs, I don't care what it takes. But this is going to be a complete effort by the city of Houston, the Houston Rockets. They've got to come out with a lot of energy Friday night. They have got to make sure that they focus on the fact that this is a series difference maker in this game. You can't afford to stumble now that you did what you had to do. Because I knew in the postgame, all the quotes were going to be vintage Bull Durham. And hey, we came here and got exactly what we want to do. And even though we got blown out tonight, it doesn't matter because we got the split. We got home court. Okay, that's all fine and dandy. But now you've got to step up and you've got to make sure that you do, you know, you protect your home court. And let's not forget, the Spurs won twice in Toyota Center this year in the regular season. So the Rockets got to be ready. And there's going to be no feeling sorry for the Spurs because, you know, they're going to come out hungry. And you're right. The guys that, you know, again, we look at what went right for the Rockets in game one. But you can go right down the list of guys that are going to have to step up. And you mentioned Lou Williams. You mentioned Trevor Ariza. Those are guys that are going to have to play bigger. Clint Capela is 20-13. Where'd that go? You know, I'm not saying all of them, but collectively as a team, it's going to have to be a way better effort, regardless of the three-point shooting, because they were just, for all the guys that showed up big in game one, they disappeared in game two.
Yeah, and the funny thing is if the regular season, if you look at that as a series, through the first four games, Spurs would be 3-1, and the Rockets would have won the first game of the regular season series, which is, so if you translated that to the playoffs, it's playing out just like it did in the regular season. Rockets come out, win the first game. We were all excited. Let's be real. We were all super pumped that the Rockets went out there and made the Spurs look bad. But, you know, you had to be cautionary that it was, somebody asked me, which game was more of an aberration? Was it the first game or the second game? And it was definitely the first game, especially if you look at what happened during the regular season. You looked at some of the performances that you got and some of the performances that you didn't get from the Spurs. Mm-hmm. So I think you saw the real Spurs team last night. And you could expect to see that every game. The difference is, I mean, to be real, as bad as the Rockets played through three quarters, at one point they were within three.
Yeah, to start the fourth quarter.
They started the fourth quarter. They were down by five. They were in that game. And then all of a sudden, they could not make squat. They went 0-6 until they finally made their first bucket. Capela got a beautiful assist by Harden, got a dump off pass, got a layup basically for the seventh shot of the fourth quarter with about 8 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. And it was their first points. You can't do that against the Spurs. By then it was over.
Yeah, no question about it. So we got some calls lining up that want to get in here. Taylor wants to talk about Kawhi Leonard. Taylor, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today, man?
Good, man. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. It just infuriated me to no ends last night. Every time this guy Kawhi Leonard goes to the rack, goes off his dribble, even to the rack, he's pushing off with his left. Am I the only one seeing that? I mean, because he's getting an advantage by doing it.
Tyler, are you seeing James Harden do the same thing?
I see it happen. Okay, if James Harden does it, call it. So it doesn't matter who it is. If James Harden does it, call it. If Kawhi Leonard does it, call it. If Michael Jordan, call it. Don't sit and say, okay, we're going to make this call for that guy. I mean, come on, man. I mean, and he's getting a clear advantage. On one shot that Capela, because Capela was playing pretty good last night on the defensive end, Capela went up on the side. He blocked him off. I mean, he put his arm out to get him from blocking the ball. It's obvious. I mean, you know, Miller swung in that game also, man. The Phantom, when Harden fall, Kawhi up top, and they said he was shooting. Come on, man, really? I mean, you got three guys.
Yeah,
out
but
there
Taylor, again, to Barry's point, how many times have you seen and how hot did Popovich get when Patty Mills' hands were over his head and they called Harden in the shooting motion and gave him three? I mean, you know, it's tit for tat. We can go back and forth. And the last thing I wanted to do, but I knew, and again, and I know a little bit more than most in certain cases when it comes to Tony Brothers and the way he officials Rockets games, but I just didn't want it to be a bit about the officials last night because for every, it was laid out there for the Rockets, as Barry just said, going into the fourth quarter, they were still in that game. And I don't think the officiating decided that game.
Yeah, the officiating in the fourth quarter.
You there, Barry?
Hello?
Oh, there he's back.
The hell was that?
I don't know.
So the officiating in the fourth quarter, that's where you left off.
Barry?
And he's gone.
All right. So, you know, and is Taylor, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's just my perception of it. But I just didn't, I don't want Rockets fans to put this on the officials because... I mean, I went down, and I understand your point, but again, tit for tat, superstars are going to get calls other guys aren't going to get. We know that Harden is the king of drawing that foul from three-point range, and we've seen the videos on social media of how Kawhi Leonard is when he either travels or when he gets going to the basket. So I don't think either way. I think the biggest thing that you're going to have to find, that you're going to find why the Rockets lost this game were, one, the fact that I don't think Harden should have sat to start the fourth quarter. I think they got to reevaluate that. Because of the fact that they gave up that 9-0 run and it really changed the entire complexion of the game. And then, two, the guys that Barry mentioned and that we went down the list that played great in game one were non-existent pretty much in game two. They got to step up bigger in game three. So, Taylor, we appreciate the call. Right now, I want to tell you about Sherry's Berries. I'm telling you, it's that time of the year. Before you know it, Mother's Day will be upon us. And I know you guys are busy. I know you got a lot going on. Look, my wife, Lisa, is the mother of my dear child, Taylor, and she is a great mom, and I want to make Mother's Day special. So aside from other gifts and things that I'm going to do for my wife, the one thing that I know that she loves, that she always appreciates, is Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries because she loves the combination of fresh strawberries dipped in decadent chocolate, and she loves the fact that they are always fresh, they stay fresh, and they are tasty. And I got a great deal for you right now. You can get Sherry's Berries, huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, and what you can double the berries for mom for just $10 more, plus get free cake truffles too. It's like a whole extra gift free. All you got to do is pick a delivery date, get in contact with Sherry's Berries, and your gifts will arrive fresh and delicious or your money back. You think you've got the best gifts and chocolates for your wife? No, these are better because it's a combination. You can say it's the gift that keeps on giving because it's fruit, which is healthy, and chocolate, which is sweet. And they are dipped in chocolate chips, chopped nuts, white milk, dark chocolate, all that goodness. All you go do is go to berries.com, berries.com, upper right-hand corner. There is a microphone. You click on it, you put in J blank, you use my code, you get the deal. The deal is a great gift for that special woman in your life. Again, Mother's Day right around the corner. Sherry's Berries, berries.com, berries.com, and get the deal with the right-hand corner click of the mic and an entry of J blank.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry Laminack from the city of that... What is it? Pond scum stream that runs through the... Oh, no. That's the Riverwalk. Barry's in San Antonio. Nick and I are here in studio as we continue to span the globe and cover the state in the I-10 rivalry that is Spurs-Rockets.
Before we continue... Do we have Barry? Are you there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
We got a funny text. All texting, no tweeting said, did Mr. Gal just pull the plug on Boom Boom? <That's funny.
laughs> I don't know what happened there, but it was like I heard another station. I heard something coming in, and you were out, and I don't know.
Stupid,
you were MIA.
It's those damn interns are probably in the side studio playing around.
Okay, yeah, well,
go ahead.
Always,
I was going to wait for you to go on with the rant. I mean, go ahead.
Nah,
tell us how bad these interns suck. Go ahead.
I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus.
Yeah, David Gao and everybody else.
Yeah,
you've
already
under the
gone
bus.
At Gao and AD. And,
but the interns, no, you're going to protect them.
Well, yeah, because those are the ones that come back and shoot up the place. I think we already established this, right?
Did we establish that the Astros are going to have to come from behind if they're going to win again today?
What is it with Houston teams blowing the sweep? Come on, guys.
Yeah, they're Rangers
let's get it together.
Rangers up 4-1, top of the second. Second and third, nobody out. There's no need to listen to that. You listen to us. So before the break, we were getting some calls in, and we've got more lining up to talk about this series. So let's get right down to business. Garland, you are next. You want to talk about Rockets and Spurs.
So, hey, guys, first of all, awesome show. You really make the middle portion of my day. It's just a pleasure to be able to sit back into some intelligent conversation and sports just in general. So I'm going to identify myself, first of all, guys. I am a basketball fan. I enjoy the game. I enjoy the game of basketball, regardless of what team's playing. What I don't understand about Houston basketball is this. They went in and straight out just disrespected the Spurs. As a competitor, I think you have a certain amount of respect, and I just didn't think it was there. And I think that's my first point. And the second point, it's more so geared towards James Harden. This guy goes to the goal. He allegedly hurts his hip on his drive. He's on the bench. He's getting massaged. And I think he catches an elbow, allegedly, at the top of the key. He grows down, grabs his throat. The guy should be a soccer player, if nothing else. I think he has a definite career in soccer, if nothing else, guys. And I think that's your leader, and he's sprawled out on the court, totally out of the game. Now, I see him, and then I think about Isaiah Thomas. This dude's got his chiclets knocked out of his mouth, didn't even flinch game one, and then came back the second game after surgery and whatever else happened in his mouth. He falls and hits his mouth on the end. You would never even know it. And he gets up and goes for 53. So, again, I enjoy the game, but I think it should be played a certain way, especially from your leader. LeBron will flop periodically, but he's a bull. He'll take it, and he takes the contact as a challenge. So I'm getting kind of long, guys. I do want a little feedback from you guys. But, again, I don't understand the disrespect. You're Houston. You won a couple championships in the past. I get it. But you know what San Antonio is going to bring. This is going to be a seven-game war. Anything else? Hey, you're fooling yourself, guys. So, again, give me a little feedback. Jump in. And I definitely want to get a little feedback, guys.
All right, you got it, Garland. Appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger. Go ahead, Barry. You start.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think questioning James Harden playing with or without an injury, I've seen that dude. I mean, you mentioned Isaiah Thomas and LeBron James taking the, getting beat up. James Harden gets beat up every single game that he goes into the lane. And I'm surprised he's not injured more often. He's a lot tougher than I think people give him credit for. I'm not going to question the dude. You don't know how bad that hurts. I mean, that was a legit elbow from a pretty big dude in LaMarcus Aldridge. So if you've ever been elbowed in the throat or the jaw like that, I wouldn't want to be out there trying to shoot baskets right after that. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about the hip. I'm not going to speculate. I just know that me personally, I'm not questioning his toughness.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you guys got the second break news to Tony Parker, but San Antonio police are still having APB out looking for the sniper that shot James on that play from the rooftop. The fake sniper wasn't there. I understand he embellished a little bit, but look, it was legit. The replay showed he got hit in the jaw. He came out after the timeout and looked right at Aldridge and said, "That hurt. Yeah. That hurt, man.
You can read his lips."
Yeah, and you knew. And even though Aldridge really didn't care, I think Aldridge got away with one too, not getting a flagrant, because the rule clearly states anything with the head and shoulders, and you're talking about a flagrant one. So I think they caught a break there. But you're forgetting the fact, Garland, that the San Antonio Spurs have a guy named Manu Ginobili who has basically executed the flop more than anybody in this league, not named Luis Scola. And maybe more so. So it goes both ways, but I get what you're saying. And, one of the best players in this league, a lot of people expect you to carry yourself a certain way. But look, you've said it yourself. LeBron does it too. It's part of the game. And the big thing is that they don't, unless you get a letter in the mail and a $5,000 fine for flopping, guys are going to do whatever they got to do to draw the calls that they need to get for their team. It's pretty much that simple.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know if you know this, but actually Ginobili has a basketball camp where that's all they teach is flopping. Like he started it in Europe and it's really taken over. So yeah, I think that if you've seen an increase, it's because his camps are popular.
My only thing is that even if they did embellish a little bit like James Harden did, there was contact, he got hit, so there's a foul. So even if he did try to sell it, at the end of the day, he got hit, it should be called a foul. So, I mean, I don't know if this should be that much of a flagrant, but the rule is the rule, man.
There's contact, right?
If
there's elbows above, you know, and it's in the face area, the head area, the neck area, just play by the rules. That's all we ask is stick to the rules. And if that's the rule, then you call it the way you're supposed to call it. But I do get it, because a lot of what we're getting back to that Barry and I have covered throughout the season is, too, James tries to draw and embellish all the time with that three on the top of the key. With any drive to the basket, sometimes the officials can't draw the line in the sand between what is real and what he is, you know, embellishing to try and get a call on. And in the playoffs, we know they call a different game. So it's going to be a different, whether you like it or not, it's going to be called differently than it is in the regular season.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't want I got disconnected from you guys or whatever because of whoever. But Rockets fans, stop trying to blame the officials last night's loss.
Yep.
Please don't. I mean, again, I know you said this right before we got disconnected. They were in it to start the fourth quarter. The officials had nothing to do with the Rockets making two of their first 15 shots in the fourth quarter. There were wide open shots that were missed. I mean, they made 5 points within those first 15 shots before Harden left with 5 minutes. That has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the officiating.
Totally agree. Totally and completely agree. So with that being said, let's keep rolling. Let's get Joe in here. Joe, you want to talk about the Rockets?
Yeah, I agree with a lot that's been said. But at the same time, I agree with a caller, a little calls before. I know Harden, you know, everybody used that arm to protect themselves, but it's just too obvious that Kawhi, Tony Parker was hooking guys as he drive in. I mean, literally almost turning them around. But they get away with that kind of stuff. But at the same time, this elbow, Aldridge tried to play it off like he didn't know what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. But, you know, even go back to the game before when Nene, so-called choke, put a chokehold on the guy. He just put his arm out, and the guy just ran right there into his arm. And I saw it on another from a different angle. His hand wasn't even around his throat, but he got ejected and got fined $15,000. I just want the game to be called fair. A lot of times, Rockets seem like they take series off when they play defense. They let guys just drive straight to the hole. Like, you know, they play that reaching defense instead of getting their body in position. And even when Patty Mills got called for the foul on three-pointer, he had his hands up, but if you look, the whole time, the last three possessions that he was on Harden, his body was almost like he was inside Harden's jersey. They allowed them guys to play the Rocket player tougher than the Rocket players play them.
But Joe, isn't it the way the game's called? I'm going to try. Look, Pop made a concerted effort to say, we're going to try and go to the head of the snake. We're going to try and take Harden out of the game as much as possible. Unless they call that on the first three series you're talking about, if I'm Patty Mills, I'm up in his jock until they tell me not to. I mean, that's the way I'm attacking that whole matchup. And for what you were saying about reaching defense, how about the fact in the fourth quarter that Patty Mills goes right down Main Street and there's not a single Rocket that can contest the shot, and he gets a clear layup with no Rocket within 3 feet of him? That can't happen in the playoffs. That can't happen in the fourth quarter. That just can't happen. That's what they got to work on. Is Barry still there?
I guess not.
All right, so we'll try and reel Barry back in from the Riverwalk once again. Quentin, Corey, and Kurt Lowe, we see you. We're going to get to you. We're going to continue to roll on. We got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more shows. We continue to roll on the Usual Suspects. We'll have plenty of talk between the Rockets and the Spurs. The Astros are in action looking for a sweep against the Rangers. And plenty more topics to touch on. So if you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN. That's the HRNP listener line where you can text and call or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.